Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. With the 2020 congressional and Senate elections and the presidential elections coming up in November, we are proud and blessed to have a powerful young millennial in our studio today vying for a congressional seat out of Florida. I'd like to welcome to the studio my dear friend, Dr. Willie J. Monacue. Good
Hello,
afternoon, sir. How are you?
Great.
You're welcome, Willie. I'm blessed. Give my audience, this is another platform, a brief description about who you are, and then we'll get into, you know, who you are and how we got to the point of you being a congressional candidate.
Sure. As I mentioned, I'm Dr. Willie J. Monacue. I am a congressional candidate for District 10 in the beautiful state of Florida. Before that, I am the president and founder of House of Timothy, which is a non-for-profit organization that works with youth and young adult men between the ages of 7 to 25. I'm also a pastor and do plenty of community outreach events, as well as the author of a workbook called Apple, Living Your Best, Your Fruitful Life Every Day, Your Best Fruitful Life. And so that's a little bit about me. As I stated, I'm running for District 10, and we're ready to help to change the states around and the different districts around to red or red wave.
Awesome. I know about your work in the community, which is well documented. You're running for Congress. What are some of the issues that you've identified in Florida that made you want to run for Congress in Florida?
Well, I look at it like this. Since I have decided to walk in a more political standpoint, and from the community standpoint, I see it both ways. I hit with the community side. Oftentimes when people jump in a race, they run because they want to, you know, go to D.C. or go to their capital, their state capital. And I can't speak this on behalf of every candidate, but I know that majority of those that I myself have watched in this process of running for office, I've seen where sometimes we lose, and I speak as we as the general population, lose the focus of the community. And one of the issues that I find that are definitely dealing with Florida is the homeless population. You have the infrastructures that are not properly being utilized, as I think could be utilized for building greater facilities for substance use. We have, you know, drugs and alcohol is a big issue across our nation, but in Florida alone, there's high numbers of incidents dealing with drugs, and you have places that could be utilized for the homeless population, and then on top of that, you have the youth and young adults that need some more facilities. In mixing all of that, of course, we're dealing now with in the area of the police brutality, and the individual that I'm running against is wanting to defund the police, and so that is something that I am tackling with the act that I actually have developed an outline called the PUSH Act, Policing Under Strategic Harmony, where we will spearhead the opportunity to look at the different options that will safeguard the community as well as those law enforcement. But those are some of the issues that I'm seeing. We need to deal with small businesses. We need to make sure that they have a fair and equal opportunity to be able to be recognized, that they also can have the proper funding and assets that are available to help them to flourish and grow, as well as keeping it competitive. You know, we want to have that competitive edge, but we also want to be able to provide an opportunity for the mom and pops. And once again, providing some of the issues that I've seen, or one of the ones, too, I want to target is dealing with school choice. I think that it's important that, and I've been saying this on my Facebook these last couple of days, especially when it deals with the face mask or face covering mandate, that we need to have individual responsibility. And one of the issues that I'm seeing within our school zone is that we need to be pushing school choice and be able to have the academics that can help really for our youth and young adults to achieve and maximize their learning abilities versus just testing, but not learning the skill to be able to move forward in society, not just in school for that moment.
That is awesome. You know, Florida also, what part of Florida are you located in?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando. So that's like the eastern side or like southern eastern of Florida?
It covers, yep, central Florida. We cover all of, Orlando is in Orange County. So most of the people, when you hear Orange County, Florida, that covers Orlando area, Windermere, Winter Park, Ocoee, parts of Apopka, Winter Garden. If you ever heard of those areas, that's included within Orange County. So it's Orange County, and Orlando is the city.
Okay. When is your election? Is it in August or November now? Or do you have a primary
yes.
in Florida?
I have a primary. August 18th is the primary.
Okay. Okay. That's very important that we note that for the audience, that there is a primary election in August. For those that are tuning in, this is U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I'm proud to have in the studio U.S. congressional candidate from Florida, Dr. Willie Montague, in the studio. Willie, we have a lot of issues going on today, and I also want to say thank you for accepting my challenge on Facebook to debunk the Democratic policies that have decimated our cities throughout the country. I'm going to take you up on that offer. Unfortunately, you're on the same side I'm on. So we're going to, when I have you back on, we're going to talk about the policies that have decimated the black community. And also we're going to talk about policies that the Republicans have put in place to try to enhance and develop our position versus the false narrative of the left saying that our policies are racist. How is your state doing right now? I know Ron DeSantis opened the state up. I read today that I think that you guys have a small spike in coronavirus. How is everything holding up there?
I think that it's holding up well. Of course, you know, we have the media that only focuses on the spike or the numbers, but not really the fact that about 99% of those that are being diagnosed or have test positive for coronavirus are those who are within, you know, my age range who can actually recover. And so I think that they're focusing on the cases and the positive, but they're not showing that I always tell people the cases that are being tested and come back positive does not equal death. It's just saying that these are positive cases, and oftentimes with 2 weeks of being quarantined or, you know, if it is a healthy individual, then, you know, they're going to recover. And most of these positive cases are asymptomatic. They're not showing them. They're going around. They're getting healthy, even though, you know, they're looking, oh, it's spreading. But I personally feel like the media has taken it and twisted it and made, you know, like, and tried to really push it onto that, you know, especially the Republican states that had opened back up. And, like, look here, you know, they're opening, and now there's a spike here and a spike there. And I've even seen some reports that come out almost the next day. And I'm thinking, like, before it was a two to three week incubation period, and that's almost like thrown out the window because they're in such a hurry to debunk and to bring a false narrative that, you know, that our state can thrive. And so I believe that I believe Florida's doing great. When I walk around my community and I see people just happy, that's what I look at. And I believe, as I said, I'm a pastor, and one of the scriptures that I like to use is that laughter is good like a medicine. And when you see people that are just happy and they're enjoying their life, when I first was going around and seeing how everybody was initially on the stay-at-home order in the state of Florida, and then when we had stricter guidelines dealing with our mayor, it was you could feel almost the oppression of everyone walking around like, you know, no stores are open. Everything was closing at 8:30. Walmart, you know, you used to go to Walmart at whatever time. Walmart closed at 8:30, and it was overwhelming to so many people. And I feel like now when you go around and see people, they're laughing, they're smiling, they're speaking, you know, they're fist bumping. It's like there's an excitement and a joy because it's sunny outside. I mean, it may be a little hot here in Florida, but it's a sunny place. It's a enjoyable place. Kids are out of school. They want to go and enjoy and have life. I believe we can be safe, but I believe that we have to stop first taking the media at face value. As you can see, they have twisted everything. The media has not been on the side of the American people, and I believe that the more we keep watching what they're saying, and especially I'm talking to someone that lives, you know, here, and I can tell you that people are excited to get out and to continue to, you know, put that fear in them. All it's going to do is continue to restrict the communities, and I believe it will restrict our economy, because our economy, there is a spike in our unemployment rate. That's the spike. So we need people want to get back to work. They want to get back in there and work and be able to provide for their families and not have to depend, because the unemployment benefits that were supplied are not long-lasting. It's not a year supply. They have a cap, you know, that once you get to that number, that's it. So what happens after that? So we have to look at it all around, and those that are in the community that want to work, kids that want to play, and families that need to provide. We need to, you know, keep moving our country forward and find ways to, as they said, mask those who are sick, not those who are well.
Amen. You know, Willie, I can't believe that we're out of time already. I'm going to have you on my platforms many more times before August 18th. In closing, please share with us if people want to volunteer, donate, get involved, contact you. In less than a minute, can you please share that information with my audience?
Yeah. Great. MontagueForCongress.com. Go to MontagueForCongress.com. Look me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and you'll be able to find my information there. And I look forward to speaking to you and sharing more. I'm always open to dialogue as we move forward, not only for the state of Florida, but for the country. So thank you again, Thompson, for the time and those that listen in today.
Doctor, it's always a pleasure and a blessing. I also keep forgetting that you are a pastor, so that elevates you to the front of the line with me. So that's more important than me, you being a pastor and a congressional candidate. But no, in all seriousness, though, I can't thank you enough for the work that you do in the community. And now you're taking it a step further to try to represent the country. And it is honorable. We need more young millennials like yourself, which we have across the country, Joe Collins and others, that are stepping up to the plate to change the course of our nation in a positive direction. Thank you very much for coming on. We'll talk soon. I look forward to having you back on.
Thank you.
This is U.S. National Elections, where I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow us on Twitter at U.S. National Elections. You can also follow us on Facebook at U.S. National Elections. Please stay tuned. I'm your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Right Talk Host, and you can also follow Chauncey Brown on Facebook at Right Talk Radio Host. We thank you all for tuning in. God bless you all. Stay safe and be well. Until next time.